My next guest is on the line. He is Michael Bagrum. He is a South African politician and, most important for our purposes, a Labour lawyer. Michael Bagrum, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We are kind of getting into December mode. So earlier this week, we spoke about bonus entitlements, and we've got that all understood and ticked. I thought today we'd chat about leave and holiday entitlements, amongst other things. So I guess my first question to you is, many employees are taking annual leave right now. And I guess the question is, what are the legal rights around leave accrual and carry over into the new year?
Well, what you can do is you can carry it over into the first 6 months of the new year, but you can't carry it over thereafter. So what actually happens is a lot of people who are being told that it's incredibly busy and you can't take leave and whatever, unless they have a private arrangement in writing with the employer, they're going to lose that leave. So it's a real problem. Leave itself is a right, but you should be taking your leave. The government always says that you shouldn't ever get paid out your leave, because the whole idea about leave is to get your head right, not to, at the end of the day, earn some extra money. And also, at the end of the day, the leave is there so that it can regulate the both employer and employee. So remember, leave is a right, but it can't be a right that you can cash in, and it can't be a right that you can keep forever. So there are different types of leave, and I presume you're talking about annual leave,
Correct,
and
correct.
that annual leave is at least the equivalent to the remuneration that the employee would have received for working for a period equal to the period of annual leave, and that calculated on a basis of an annual leave basis.
Let's look at this issue from the other angle, that of an employer's right to legally refuse leave requests during festive periods. Can they do that?
Yes, absolutely. And often it's covered in terms of your contract. Obviously, if you're working in a restaurant and your business time is during the festive period and your off time is really during June, July, well, then normally employers put it in their contract. It is for the employer to approve leave or otherwise. It's not for the employee to demand during that annual leave cycle, not at all. So you get 21 consecutive annual days leave on full remuneration, but at the end of the day, it's the employer who must grant that annual leave, not the employer. Obviously, it's give and take, and people do discuss this. I mean, if, for instance, if your whole family is going off to a wedding and you need to take your leave during that time, you would then approach your employer timeously and say, "Are you able to give me that leave? I'm going to a family wedding next year and I'd like to take my leave then." And that's how you negotiate it, but you can't leave it for the last moment. And I know, because I work with the sort of holiday industry, hotels, guest houses, restaurants, entertainment. People don't allow leave during the festive period.
Final question for you on the leave issue, and again with December in mind, let's assume that a particular employee has exhausted his or her annual allocation of paid leave. What does the law say about unpaid leave or an entitlement to unpaid leave?
Well, there's no entitlement at all. What you can do is, again, you can request from the employer unpaid leave. You've taken all your leave, you've exhausted it. We often talk about leave overdraft, and you sometimes employers are kind enough to allow you to take leave from the next cycle. That can be agreed upon as well, but invariably employers agree on unpaid leave if you've got a good reason and if they are basically inclined to give it. Again, during this period, there might be a problem. And especially, I know we've just had a big problem now. We've had an arbitration on this where factories are trying to actually get their last manufacturing out. And all of a sudden, people are arriving and saying, "We want to take leave." And they're saying, "Absolutely not. You can't do it."
I want to move on to the issue of workplace conduct. Again, with December in mind, it's the festive season, it's the silly season. So it's been known that people have had one too many. I'm not going to get into the rights and wrongs of it, but it has been heard of. End of year parties are common. What are the legal boundaries around misconduct at work functions?
Well, that's quite simple. At a work function, you are still bound by the terms and conditions of your employment. In other words, you've got a disciplinary code. If there is a disciplinary code, otherwise you're bound by the codes contained in the Labour Relations Act. But at a function, you are there. It's a work function. You might be in civvies and not in your normal work clothes. You might be off the premises. You might have even been allowed to have one or two drinks, but again, you are bound by the rules and regulations of your employer. So many people feel that this is a time for themselves to let down their hair and to misbehave. I have come middle January every year, every single year without fail, I have dozens of disciplinary hearings where people are dismissed for that misbehavior during their Christmas party or end of the year party or breaking up party, whatever you call it. I have literally dozens of disciplinary hearings, and people do get dismissed. People see that's at a time to actually tell your boss what you really think of him or her. This is also a time that you decide that you've got a colleague and you've made eyes at this colleague for a long time and you'll now make your move. All of that is taboo. It cannot happen. And you must remember, you are at work. Even though you might be celebrating an outdoor braai at the beach with your colleagues, you are at work. And they are going to record what's going on, and certainly they will take action afterwards.
Michael, just the one thing we haven't addressed about that issue, which you have comprehensively addressed for me, was let's assume that that event, that work event, is happening, but outside of work hours. Still a company event, but outside of work hours. Does that change it at all, or does the same principles you've explained apply?
Absolutely the same principles. And this is why I often tell the management that they must always be present, because let's say you're going to have a company dinner outside of work hours, outside of the premises, you have a company dinner. You, as the manager or the people in charge of discipline, must be the last to leave, because the minute the management leave, that's when the real problems occur. And that's when people decide they've got to settle old scores. Because we've had a fight last year where two of gentlemen, and I use the term advisedly, after the management left, both inebriated, decided to settle old scores. A whole group of people followed them in the courtyard of the restaurant. They had a boxing match, and unfortunately, one fell back and cracked his skull and died. Now, at that point, there was real problems. Obviously, there's going to be charges of obviously attempted murder, and then eventually became murder because the person died. And at that point as well, all the cameras were on. People had to call in the police. The reality is, at the end of all those disciplinary hearings, 11 people were dismissed. All the people that were watching and ch charging this on, and also the two managers who decided to leave.
Absolutely fascinating. Michael Bagram, we're going to leave it there this afternoon, but thoroughly enjoyed that. Very good advice. Thank you for chatting to us on Chai FM.